Hey, welcome to my channel. Okay, I thought I should do a video on this because I think this is pretty interesting. Okay, this article I checked, is published on the 28th February, which is on a Saturday, but it was updated the next day morning. So I don't know what was updated. Okay, but something was updated lah. Okay, so the title is Mute Demand for Some Plus Prime HDB flats as first time buyer weighs stricter resale condition. Okay, I think this is a very interesting news, okay, because these statistics will actually reflect the Singaporeans' mindset on property. So I think we should take this very seriously and understand why, what, and how will it affect the future of Singapore property. Okay, so it started saying that from this BTO in February, virtually everybody that decides to buy this Toa Payoh Kim Keat Crest were guaranteed a chance to pick a unit. Means confirm they will get lah. Why? Because it's under subscribe mah. Okay, so I will just keep the important things. I just keep the not important things lah. So over here, they write that Prime and Plus are normally closer to city center, blah, 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 lah. Huh? But importantly, we need to know there's two things for Prime and Plus. Okay, it comes with a 10-year minimum occupancy period, which is the MOP normally is 5, now is 10, and a subsidized clawback. Okay, and a higher clawback rate for a Prime flat. So this is actually announced pretty long ago already. Like I think got 1 year plus already, but it started rolling out the different Prime and different Plus flats. Then they keep coming up with the condition like, okay, here is how many percent, there is how many percent. But the 10 years occupancy period has been fixed lah. So all this thing is already standard already, already happening, already concrete, okay? Unlike what we know, I think 1-2 years ago, you know, when they start announcing this. But now this thing is bad. Okay, it's bad. Okay, why I say it's bad, okay? Let's go to the important points. Okay, this is the important part which I was quite shocked when I saw this graph. So they say in February sales exercise, this is sales of balance flat, not just BTO. 4,320 balance flat were put up for sale, more than the initial 3,000 units that HDB has initially committed to put up. And surprisingly, many of these sales of balance flat come from unsold unit from the Prime and Plus flat in Bukit Merah, Kallang, Whampoa, and Queenstown. Guys, if you know Singapore past history, those people that make a lot of money at Boon Keng, Dawson, Duxton, Strathmore, normally these Prime and Plus areas, they are very, very hot. Everybody will go and buy them. Then everybody will say, we want good location. Actually, if you ask me, whatever that is happening now, it's not that everybody want good location. It's everybody want to make money. Why? Because at that time, it has proven that if you buy a Strathmore, Duxton, Dawson, or whatever HDB flat, Toa Payoh, Ang Mo Kio, that is very prime, you manage to buy it, you're going to make a lot of money. So what? How much can you make? Very simple. They buy like 600,000, some even 500,000, they make 1.1 million, 1 million, 1.2 million, 1.3 million. So you make like more than one time of what you pay for. So technically, this is the truth and the fact that has put up lah. You know, those people that argue that it is for good location good location is important because they need to work near their parents and whatever, or they need to go to work at the city area. To me, it doesn't seem so now because according to what we see over here, I tell you, I really, really got a little bit shocked when I saw this. So now they show you a graph, say the top 5 under-subscribed Prime BTO flats offer in the balance flat in February sales. Ulu Pandan Vista, okay, Ulu Pandan Vista, where is this? This is at Dover Station, Queenstown, okay, Queenstown where the Strathmore, Dawson is. Total, number of unit launched 218 for 3-room flat, okay? That is 169 units left. Okay, I want to go a little bit deeper. The 3-room flat, okay, 3-room flat got 77% left. 4-room flat got 20% left, okay? 20%. It's not very little. It's still quite a lot. Ghim Moh area, 39% left. For 3-room, 4-room, 20%. Tanglin Hock area, 3-room, 60% left. 4-room, 22% left. This is a lot. To me, this is a lot. We go even more prime. This is Bukit Merah already. 3-room, 55% left. 4-room, 19%. So it floats around 20% for 4-room flats. But there's no 5-room flat lah, because I think the 5-room flat will cost crazy expensive numbers. So nothing was being built lah. Okay? If that's what we see here lah. If you know that there's 5-room flat and I'm wrong, please let me know. But if I'm pretty sure there's no 5-room flat lah. Okay. Bukit Merah Ridge. 3-room, 28% left. 4-room, 16% left. Okay. Why Bukit Merah Ridge is lower, like 28% and 16%? Actually, there's a reason one. So, I saw is that Bukit Merah Ridge is actually the earliest launch prime BTO or something like that. It was in May 2022. Actually, to be frank with you, at that time when the government launched this, was it under the Prime and Plus project? Actually, I'm not too sure. I also wondering, by at that time when he was announcing, has it already started? Has these people gotten this ruling? Or is it because of this sales of balance? Then this sales of balance got this ruling. Actually, I also wondering. So I need to continue reading and find out. I'm quite shocked. Because I thought the sales of balance was announced and was implemented only in 2024. Since now it's 2026. Okay, I will search it up. Okay, so this is what I found out. At those days, Desmond Lee was the minister. On his Facebook was 27 October 2021. He says that today we launched the PLH, which is a prime location public housing model. Blah, 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 blah. So technically, okay, I think it actually started the prime first, but didn't start the plus. So prime actually started quite early. Okay, I want to emphasize as an agent, we don't handle BTO. So I don't really have knowledge or follow up with how the BTO works. But I'm very shocked that Singaporeans are not buying up all these prime HDB flats. So I think it started in 2021. So fair enough, this unit is actually launched in May 2022. This is October 2021. So maybe this Ghim Moh one, right, is this Bukit Merah Ridge and this Ghim Moh Essence Ascent or whatever, which is launched in May 2022. They are the first few that started this PLH model. Because I know that later the Plus and the Standard was announced later. So there was further implementation. It was not started the same time as the PLH. Okay? Okay, so the news article is saying that why nobody want to buy? Technically, he says that the first time buyer are weighing it with a stricter resale condition like 10 years MOP then the 3-room flat may not be popular among young family given the space constraint are typically 60 to 68 square meter. New 4-room flats are 80 to 93 square meter. Family likely some locations not desirable enough. Then what? Okay, then later on they come out with this Toa Payoh. So Toa Payoh is not prime. Toa Payoh is plus. Okay, Toa Payoh is plus. So the estimated waiting time for Toa Payoh, I think Toa Payoh is just launched one. This is Kim Kate Crest. Estimated waiting time 37 months, Q4 of 2029. So now it's 2026. So we are at the start. So 6, 7, 8, 9. That's about 3 years. Only 3 years. They got 1,151 units. That's pretty a lot. The 3 bedroom, 356,000 onwards. Ask me, I say it's very cheap lah. Okay, 4-room, 455,000 also very cheap lah. Oh, but this plus also does it kena this 10 years MOP? Okay, so I checked already. Okay, plus also kena 10 years MOP. But the subsidize is the subsidize that you have to give back when you sell is lesser lah. Prime you have to give back more. So apparently the only one that is 5 years MOP is the standard. Okay. In the article, I also wrote that there's no 5-room flat. Okay, so you see, I'm correct. You know that there's no 5-room flat. So the minister says that, now it's Chi Hong Tat, if I'm not wrong. Okay, he say, Mr. Chi acknowledged that there's a demand for 5-room flat in Prime and Plus project where such flat types are not available. But again, I want to explain something over here. You see, when the government starts to build these Prime and Plus HDB flats, they set a MOP of 10 years plus. They subsidize you to buy at a cheaper price, but later when you sell, you got to give back a certain percent. Number one, if I'm not wrong, there is also a cap in the income ceiling of the buyer, which I see over here, I don't see a lot. Even in the HDB website, the key feature of standard plus flats, I don't see this being put up lah. So I may be wrong lah. If you know, you can let me know. If not, I remember there was something like you need to be don't know how much income then can buy, but I don't know in the end did they confirm this thing. Actually, frankly speaking, I feel that the info that is given out is not very clear cut lah. So I take it as now there's no income cap. There's no income cap because in the HDB website, I see the article on this standard prime plus housing framework. There's no income cap. They only says that the subsidies, and they only says that there's a subsidies recovery, there's a MOP, okay? They got say this. They say that the resale of flat allowed after MOP with tighter resale conditions for plus and prime flats. But over here, I never see what is the resale condition. So is it I need to go in and buy, or I need to go in and ballot, or when I'm going to buy, then it will be shown to me? I'm not too sure because it doesn't look like it's public data. Okay. So if you all have experience buying BTO flat, because I don't have, so I really don't know, please let me know. Because I'm also very interested to know. Because over here, right, it says that if you buy a plus and prime flat in the open market, the subsidies recovery does not apply when you sell the flat. Okay, that's on the resale side, okay? However, he says, however, other restrictions such as 10 years MOP, prohibition of whole flat renter and eligibility of flat buyers were applied. So, my question is, if today in the open market I sell, the buyer needs to stay 10 years MOP again. So, I buy 3 years or 4 years build finish, I stay 10 years, 14 years, I sell. The next buyer buy from me need to stay for another 10 years. Cannot do flat renter. Okay, and the eligibility of flat buyers will apply. So what is the eligibility of flat buyers? So far, I haven't seen this info. If you all have this info and you all can... I saw over here. But this is under the MMD website. Wow, I need to share. I need to try to screenshot to you all. They says that... I don't know whether it still applies because all these are old info. I don't know if it's updated. I just Google and then it pop up. So I have to give the disclaimer. So it says that there has an income ceiling of 14,000 for the plus resale buyers. And then over there, they write that there's an MOP of 10 years for the resale buyers at the HDB website, at the open market. Then the prime one also have an income ceiling of 14,000 for family, 7,000 for singles upon resale. Technically, I think that the amount of restriction is amazing. So, now that we get this result, actually, I think it's very normal. Okay, if you are Singaporean and you want to buy a BTO flat, if you really don't need to stay in the prime area, you will not want to put yourself in this kind of restriction and condition, because technically this is like the EVPARF path issue. You know, if you want to buy a car, you don't care about the path issue, buy the car, drive 10 years all the way, then take back $0 whatsoever lah, you know. This is almost the same. If you want to buy a house, don't think about, you want to buy a prime location house, don't think about earning money. Just buy already, stay long, enjoy the location. Don't think about earning a lot. You earn, I very guarantee you will earn, but don't think about earning a lot. Then when you sell, also not very easy because there's a lot of restriction. So, if you ask me, I technically think that this is good lah, but I also think that this is also a very painful for buyers, like buyers that want to step into this prime and plus housing. But I think it's good because it kills the opportunity of people trying to make use of the system. I do have to agree that in my years in the industry, I've seen a lot of people make a lot of money out of their prime location BTO flat. There are some DBSS, they also make a lot of money. So I think this is good because a lot of people, they buy, build, finish. I see a lot of young couples do this. Okay, I have to be very frank with you. They buy in a prime location, 5 years later, they sell, they make a lot of money, they go and buy 2 condos. They got enough. Okay, they got enough. Why they got enough? Because when I look at the amount of money they earn from the BTO flat in this prime area, right? They really earn a lot. So to me, yes, the lottery effect is there. With this, there's no more lottery effect. You really want the prime location, you have to sacrifice. The government is giving you a chance. And I think besides this housing thing that the government is trying to do, the government is also trying to segregate the demographics. So it doesn't mean that you have to be very rich in order to stay in prime location. You just have to serve this condition, suck it up, you know, accept whatever that is being thrown to you and tell yourself that I really want to stay in Toa Payoh. I really want to stay in Queenstown. I really want to stay in Dover. That's why I buy this place, man. I really want to stay in Bukit Merah. That's why I'm willing to go for 10 years MOP. I'm willing to take all these open market restrictions and all these things, you know. So that's it. No, I don't want to drag on. I feel that this is a very interesting topic. Just by going through the facts, I'm like, wow, this is amazing. You know, the amount of units that's left over, the restrictions and the conditions that is being put up. So that's it. Hit the like button, subscribe button. I see you in the next episode. Bye bye.